KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Slight chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. High temperatures reach up to 63. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, 35. High temperatures reach up to 69. Tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Currently, it's 57 degrees.
Keeping you informed, this is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Marina Flores of 13 News. Candlelight at the State House last night highlighted the legacies of Kansas officers killed in the line of duty. The Fraternal Order of Police hosted a vigil to honor those officers ahead of the Kansas Law Enforcement Memorial Ceremony taking place today. Four officers were claimed by the job last year: Brandon Gade, Elijah Ming, Hunter Simonsik, and Scott Hyman. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach is joining an effort to stop the merger of two major media companies. Nexstar Media Group has been working for the last year to acquire Tegna, but was temporarily blocked by a federal judge earlier this month. Now the company faces a lawsuit from a dozen states. Nexstar is the largest television station in the country, and Tegna is third. I'm Marina Flores with 13 News with your local headlines.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
And we're live here outside the Perez family home, just waiting for the... And there they go! Almost on time this morning. Mom is coming out the front door strong with a double-arm kid carry. Looks like Dad has the bags. Daughter is bringing up the rear. Oh, but the diaper bag wasn't closed. Diapers and toys are everywhere. Ooh, but Mom has just nailed the perfect car seat buckle for the toddler. And now the eldest daughter, who looks to be about 9 or 10, has secured herself in the booster seat. Dad zips the bag closed, and they're off. Ah, but looks like Mom doesn't realize her coffee cup is still on the roof of the car. And there it goes. Oh, that's a shame. That mug was a fam favorite.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Just nail the big stuff, like making sure your kids are buckled correctly in the right seat for their age and size. Learn more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat.
Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Soybeans and corn are higher, cattle are mixed, hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brown Field Market Update. Stein's devotion to innovation means you can count on them to provide you the best products, get you higher yields and more profitability. Stein has yield. Live life your way with Stein. Soybeans and corn are up thanks to short covering and technical support. July beans are five higher, $12.50 a penny. August is up $6.25 to $11.95 and a half. May corn's up $7.50 at $4.82 and a quarter. July's seven higher at $4.86 and three quarters. Live cattle are mixed and feeders are up as traders consolidate here at the end of the week. June's down 65 for the live at 253.35. August is 12 lower, 248.55. August feeders are up 60 at 374.12. And hogs are technically weak. June is down $1.07 at 101.20. July leans 172 lower at 103.32. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Spring has sprung and summer roads are calling at Schoen's Auto Repair and Downs. Before road trips, lake days, and weekend getaways kick into high gear, make sure your vehicle is ready for the ride. From brakes and tires to AC service, oil changes, diagnostics, and major repairs, the crew at Schoen's Auto Repair keeps all makes and models running cool, smooth, and road trip ready. Don't let car trouble crash your summer plans. Let the trusted pros at Schoen's get you back on the road with honest service and quality work. Cruise into sunshine with confidence. Visit Schoen'sAutoRepair.com or call 785-454-3318 to schedule your appointment today.
John Singer, Singer Construction, not a new name in construction. John has over 25 years of construction experience. He'll work with you to meet your design specifications and project requirements. If it's a metal building, office remodel, or concrete work, John and his crew will bring you quality work at an affordable price. Call for a bid today, 785-545-4494. For all your commercial, agricultural, or residential needs, Singer Construction, Glen Elder, Kansas.
A slow start to Friday for direct cash cattle trading. Cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been quiet following the light to moderate trade that's taken place throughout the week. So far, deals have ranged from $392 to $405 dressed in the north, mostly $400, which was $14 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Southern live deals had a range of $250 to mostly $255 to $256, $9 to $10 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. Box beef is lower at midday with light demand for light offerings. Choice down 24 cents at $389.28. Select is $1.65 lower at $386.52. At the Wheeler Livestock Auction in Missouri, feeder steers and heifers were mostly steady. There were spots of $10 higher. The USDA says supply was moderate to good with several groups of weaned and vaccinated calves. Demand was good to very good. Medium and large one feeder steers, 603 to 645 pounds, brought $450 to $468. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 561 to 596 pounds, brought $397.50 to $440. Cash hogs are lower at midday with light negotiated purchases. There are plenty of market-ready hogs available, which doesn't put pressure on processors to do business. The industry continues to monitor demand. There's been some bright spots when it comes to demand for U.S. pork on the global market, like Mexico, which continues to be a solid customer. But there are uncertainty about its long-term strength. There are also opportunities for domestic demand to see a boost with the return of summer grilling season and pork's competitive price in the retail space. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 92 cents with a weighted average of $92.51. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. At Illinois, slaughter sows were steady with moderate demand for light offerings at $45 to $57. Barrows and gilts were also steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $47 to $57. Boars ranged from $8 to $15 and $5 to $8. Pork values were sharply higher at midday, up $3.49 at $100.25. Bellies and loins were both sharply higher. Butts, ribs, hams, and picnics were also up. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Kansas State football is rolling with their 2027 high school recruiting class. That includes 2027 quarterback Cameron Cross, who recently committed. Tim Fitzgerald of GoPowerCat.com joined 580 WIW in Topeka and talked about how this commitment came together and how it was an odd recruitment for Cross.
He's doing his recruitment totally different. He's not promoting himself, and he's not doing camps. One of my guys asked me, why doesn't this guy have a rating if he's, you know, good enough to get a K-State offer, and he's got other good offers. And I said, and then they said, he hasn't gone into camps or anything. I'm like, well, that's why, because that's where the initial contact with most players happens for recruiting assessment is at camps. And he hasn't done that. He's taken his own path, which I, you know, certainly embrace. I think every kid has to do what he works for him, and kind of flown under the radar. It's very interesting to me. Do I think this is a long-term solution, like the next Avery? No, but, you know, sometimes kids turn out to be something special when you don't expect it. I'm not saying he's bad. I'm saying he's an unknown for all of us in the recruiting industry, because he hasn't gone through those general assessments that we normally have.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
And we're with Coach Ryan Isbell, head track and field coach at Beloit High School. Coach, 82nd annual Beloit Relays, exciting day. When you walk out on the track this morning to look around at the new facilities and all the sponsors for all the events, what goes through your mind?
Oh, just how incredible the whole community is to come together and pull this whole project off. You know, it's a pretty special place to be when you just kind of get the ball rolling with something and people just jump on board and don't bat an eye, and everybody jumps in and does their part from donations to just their trades to help out with everything. I mean, it's pretty special to look at all this and, you know, what it was just a year ago and where it's at now in that short amount of time. So super excited to have the 86th Boyd Relays and host 32 teams. So it's a great way to show off facility here for the first time.
Coach, in basketball and football, sometimes they say it's not the X's and O's, it's the Jimmies and the Joes, but you're the 3A Coach of the Year on the girls' side from a year ago, defending state champions in the girls in 3A. But you've got an incredible amount of talent on the girls' side. Talk about the girls today in the competition and what you expect.
Yeah, you know, last year's stuff is graduation hits and you lose some of that. But it's one of those things that we take a lot of pride in building the program, so things pass on from one year to the next and one group of kids to the next. The kids just kind of eat that up, and they do a great job with their leadership and showing how to do things the right way. The younger kids have kind of come through and taken that on, and the girls' team's had a really, really great year so far. They've won every track meet that they've been at to this point, you know, without going through and starting to list a bunch of names, because I'd leave somebody out if I did that. But a lot of really top-end performers that we have going, and like I said, a lot of those younger kids that are coming in and providing a lot of depth as we go. As far as competition for the Boyd Relays, you know, there's a few teams that we haven't seen yet. We haven't seen Abilene. We haven't seen Chapman. So you're just kind of going off of some things that you're seeing in the paper or heard on broadcast or something like that. But they look pretty good. And Clay Center, we've seen a couple times. We've got a lot of quality kids there also. And Southeast Saline is another team that's got a lot of really good talent. And we've seen them a couple times, but we haven't seen them when they're healthy. And I think they're to that point in the year. So looking forward to the competition. That's what it's all about. And track and field is this competition, whether it's against another team or whether it's just against your own distance time. You always have that mark that you're going to chase. And it's always good to also get into an event and have the competition from another school to push you to do that. And that's what we're really looking for.
Coach, kind of talk about some of the records that could fall today. I know you know the records and the times on the back of your head, but some of the events, I mean, they're all important, but some of the events that the average fan kind of needs to pay attention to, obviously Dakota Gray in the hurdles, Griffin Johnson in the throws, but what Beloit Relay meet marks are kind of in jeopardy today, in your opinion?
Well, that's a tough one to answer, because you never know how the weather's going to shake out. You know, it's going to be a pretty cool start, so it might not be ideal in terms of some of that, but there's quite a few records. There were a half a dozen records broke last year, not by us, but across the meet. And you know, the Howland, the girl from Smith Center, I think she broke 3 meet records last year, and she'll be back again this year. So, you know, look for her to chase those. Southeast Saline's put up some phenomenal times for boys milers, so maybe in that area as well. And then as far as our own kids, you know, they're in some events that have had some pretty good marks put out there when you're looking at shot put and things like that. Not that they're not going to sniff those a little bit, but they're pretty tough to get out there and get. You know, we're not always record chasing by any means, so we're out there just to look to improve on our stuff.
Coach, you got a tremendous coaching staff, and none other than Casey Seifert in the throws, and several guys, and now all the volunteers today. Your comments on coaches and volunteers today?
Well, it couldn't be done without any of them. You know, I'm the one that gets to talk on the radio, but those kids work with those other coaches day in and day out, and it's obviously my own biased opinion, but best assistant coaching group in the state by a long shot. But when you go Casey Seifert with throws, and you go Gary Lowry with jumps, hurdles, you go Cade Hewitt with pole vault, and then Grant Denick in charge of the distance group. It's a really, really nice group, a fun group. The kids have pretty good attachment to all those guys, and that speaks a lot. And then as far as the volunteers, this event could not go on without them. You know, it is done so well because of the workers that we have that have done it for so long and that take great pride in the work. The questions that we get asked leading up to the event just tells you that they want to do it, and they want to make sure it's done the right way. And everybody's been to a lot of track meets, and it's not always, you know, our faculty, our group of people really, really take pride in doing what they do and doing it correct. So obviously, hats off to them. Couldn't be done without them.
Coach Ryan Isbell, enjoy the day. What a day it is for the community of Beloit, Kansas.
Thank you, John.
At Central Valley Ag, every operation is more than a business. It's a legacy. That's why Central Valley Ag delivers trusted agronomy, grain marketing, feed solutions, and energy products designed to help farmers and ranchers succeed season after season. From expert seed and crop input recommendations to smart grain marketing backed by local knowledge and global reach, Central Valley Ag helps producers make confident decisions. Add in fuel, feed, fertilizer, crop protection, and precision tools, and it's a full lineup built to support agriculture from the ground up. With locations across Iowa, Kansas, and Nebraska, Central Valley Ag remains committed to the communities it serves. Learn more at cvacoop.com.
Summer starts on the water with Wakanda Boats. If lake days, fishing trips, and family fun are on your list, now is the time to find the perfect boat. Wakanda Boats has great savings right now with up to $10,000 off in stock and ordered pontoons and tritunes. Love to fish? Take advantage of the Lund rebates up to $4,500 on select models. Wakanda Boats also proudly offers military and local hero discounts, plus financing available for up to 180 months. So load up the family, call your fishing buddies, and make this the summer you hit the water in style. Call today or visit WakandaBoats.com. Wakanda Boats, let's get you on the water.
Are you turning 65 this year? Do you have questions about Medicare? We would like to invite you to attend our Medicare Lunch and Learn on Wednesday, May 6th at noon, located at the Guaranty State Bank and Trust Company, 201 South Mill in Beloit. Please RSVP by Monday, May 4th to 785-738-4429. This is a free event and lunch will be provided. That's the Medicare Lunch and Learn, Wednesday, May 6th.
Attention, Farmway Credit Union members. Important system upgrade information is on the way. Debit and ATM cards will have limited availability and reduced limits from May 1st through May 4th, so please plan ahead. Online banking will be unavailable afternoon on April 30th until 10 a.m. May 4th. And remember, do not destroy your current debit cards or ATM cards. They will remain valid. For full details and new online banking instructions, visit farmwaycu.com or call 785-738-2224. Farmway Credit Union, here for you every step of the way.
North Central Kansas's country station, KD Country 94.